So hold up. You want to make more money. You want to increase your profits. You want to sell more, have more clients, but you don't want to spend money in advertising? How are you going to do that? That is what I'm going to talk about next.
You are listening to the Get Started Online Podcast, the best podcast delivering useful tips and strategies without the hype to help you start a business online. GetStartedOnline.net. Start your business online today. Now, here is your host, Eddie Sands.
This is episode 58, recorded October 20th, 2019. You can't have one without the other. This episode is brought to you by Disruptive Affiliate. Learn the missing skills for success at disruptiveaffiliate.com. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you may be listening to me today. This is your host, Eddie Sand, and today we are going to talk about advertising and marketing. And by the way, you can't have one without the other. See, recently I've been asking a few business owners. I go up to them and I ask the question, hey, do you need more customers? Do you want more profits for your business? Do you need more clients? Their answer back to me is, oh, yes, absolutely. Or sure, we can do better with more clients or more customers. I said, great. So the next question after that is, so what's your advertising budget? Many of them look at me like, what did you just ask? Or some of them, their response is, we don't have the budget to do any advertising. I'm like, wait. You just told me you want more customers. You can do really well with more customers, increase your profits, but you don't have the advertising budget, right? You don't have the budget to do any advertising. Wait, what? You can have more customers without advertising. All right. So that's my main pick for today, because it gets a little frustrating to hear the right answers, but then to get the wrong responses. You know what I'm saying? When I ask that question, I'm, of course, like, seriously, you tell me, would you benefit? Would your business benefit from having more customers? Would you benefit from making more sales? Of course you would, right? All right. So then how come you don't have the budget to advertise, right? And of course, you know, I'm sure maybe you're listening here to me and right now to me and you do have a budget. Okay, cool. But let me tell you, when that happens, when I hear it, there's something going on. So here is what I believe is happening, okay? I started with saying advertising and marketing, right? You can't have one without the other. And I believe what has happened is that many business owners, online entrepreneurs, they hear the word marketing a lot more, way more than they do advertising, especially with social media marketing or online marketing or marketing funnel, right? It's all about marketing. Internet marketing. So what happens is that they feel that just by learning or going after understanding a little bit about marketing, that advertising is like not in their radar. You know, like they don't have to do that anymore because, as we all know, we relate advertising to the TV commercials, right? Or the newspaper ads, the magazine ads, the direct mail, right? Those are the places where advertising, that's what we connect. As a matter of fact, many times, some people think that advertising is only for the big companies, those huge companies. So that's not true. All right, so let me explain what advertising and marketing is. Okay, first of all, advertising is practically getting or buying ads so that the public, the general public, or your target market sees your offer. That's what advertising is. All right, there's nothing more to that. You are going to pay for advertising wherever you're at in your business. And even if you're online or offline, you're going to end up paying for advertising. But what is marketing? Well, marketing is the whole thing, like everything. An example, marketing is, for example, market research. That market research is included in marketing. Selling is included in marketing. What else is included? Follow-up, your follow-up system. It's included in marketing. Advertising is part of marketing. Having a budget, having the budget, planning a monthly budget for your advertising cost is part of marketing. Copywriting, the right message, the niche market, the slogan, the elevator pitch, that is all part of marketing. So now you see why, again, I started by saying that you cannot have advertising without marketing. It's one in the same. So why, again, is it that most online entrepreneurs or business owners, they think that they're going to get away by just doing online marketing and not paying for advertising? It's impossible. You can't have one without the other. So here's the solution that you need to start thinking about. Number one, you can go ahead and start learning and practicing and mastering marketing yourself, right? You're going to have to spend a lot of time, though. I just told you how many parts of there are in marketing. You know, how many parts are there? So you're going to have to start learning the advertising, the research, the right slogan, the right type of copywriting, the right type of ad, the niche, the what else, the selling, the follow-up, all that stuff. And of course, the budgeting, right? Or hire somebody. Hire a staff member, hire a teammate, somebody that can actually focus 100% of their time into that. As a matter of fact, you can actually add to that like customer service, because most likely they'll be the people that will direct the potential clients or leads into your funnel, for example. So definitely, if you're not going to do it on your own, because it does take a lot of time, hire somebody. Now, please don't make the mistake, especially if you're starting online, a business online. Don't make the mistake and think that you'll be able to do it all on your own, because I made that mistake. Okay. It is still, till this day, I still have a little difficulty. Now, before I had way more difficulty than I do now, but it is hard for me to let go of things. Okay. But I've realized one thing. After all these years, I've realized that we all have talents. And when I'm not in my talent, when I'm not in my superpower, my business fails. So therefore, I need to be 100% of my energy and time and effort into my superpower, my what I'm good at, and disseminate the work, right? Give away the work that I'm not so good at or that I don't have the time for. Okay, so that's when you start hiring staff. All right. Now, again, don't attempt to do it all on your own. If you're just starting out, okay, I understand, because again, I started out, I had to learn, you know, how to create a website, HTML, the JavaScripts, Optinform, the funnels. And there are so many programs out there that you can actually get started right away. But you're going to have to eventually realize that you're either going to spend your energy into that product, service, or whatever it is that you're selling so that it can be better and you can sell more of it and have somebody help you with the marketing. And remember, advertising is in marketing. All right. Now, what else can you do? Well, you can go ahead and hire professionals, like hire a company. Okay, there are so many companies out there, and you're going to have to find the right one that fits you and your budget, because that will be way better. And I'll tell you why. So basically, when you hire out a company who only does that, the marketing, right? Who only does marketing. So they know the advertising, they know the budgeting, they know the niche, the leads, the follow-up, the sales system. They know all this stuff. When they do that, and by the way, they do know social media ads, so they post, they manage, they surveil, they do everything for you. That is a quick start. Yes, it does cost money. Okay, so again, there are many different companies out there, and you'll have to find the right one for you, but that's quicker. That's a fast start, because get this, not only you don't have to learn everything, but also you don't have to hire a staff member and teach them everything. Do you understand? So having a company, an external company, that's the quick start, because now you pay them. They are already professionals at it. They are the experts. They are specialists. They have a specialty in certain things that you need for your marketing plan, and they deliver. And you don't have to wait. All right, so those are your three options. Do it yourself, hire a staff member, or hire a company. Hey, let me know what you do. So if this helps you out, of course, you're listening to this podcast, there's always ways to connect with me. I guess if you're on Anchor, and if you're listening through here, you can go ahead and leave a message. Otherwise, send me a post, or you can connect with me via Twitter. Will be the fastest way to do it, at Eddie Sand Online. All right, that's my Twitter handle, and you can find me that way. Again, have an outstanding day. I really hope this helps you out, and keep going, because you'll make it. Have a good one. Peace.